Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.
I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith from Penn Live, and I've got your four Penn State talking points for Wednesday, June 22nd. We start with the big headline over the past week or so as recruiting has picked up. Commitment number 14 in Penn State's 2023 class came from Tamarian Parker, who's a four-star defensive lineman from Alabama. He's listed by 24/7 Sports as the number 48 overall player in the country and the number six defensive lineman. He took an official visit to campus last weekend, and it would appear that that visit went to near perfection with the coaching staff, with his future teammates, as well as with position coach John Scott Jr. He said on Tuesday after he committed that all his official visit plans are now off. He is locked in to his Penn State commitment. And what a good player to add at this time, as Penn State seems to shift its focus to the defensive side of the ball now, with commitments this week from Tyreek Blanding, a three-star defensive tackle, and they've got a couple other targets on the board. Tony Rojas, who's going to announce on July 5th, and Tamir Robinson from Brashear, who's going to announce on July 15th. So those are both linebackers. You've got an edge rusher here in Tamarian Parker, who's long at 6'4" and 255 pounds. You can pair him with another four-star edge rusher in this class in Jameel Lyons from Philadelphia, and you've got a nice 1-2 punch on the perimeter of the defense. Bring a little juice and an upside electricity to Penn State's pass rush here in future years. You also add Tamarian Parker and Jameel Lyons to deny Dennis Sutton in the 2022 class. You've got Devon Townley Jr. and Rodney McGraw on campus now. You've got a nice young pipeline of talent at the defensive end position. I think that's a position where Penn State could use a little extra juice, to the point where you could see Denai Dennis Sutton play a pretty key role as a true freshman, even though he is arriving on campus late in the game. Penn State lost both his defensive end starters to the NFL, and Arnold Ebiketie and Jesse Lucchetta. So they're looking for two new starters. They bring in Chop Robinson, who still has 3 years of eligibility after playing last season at Maryland. You've got Nick Tarburton there now. You've also got Smith Vilbert, Amin Vanover. You've got some other good pieces there. But I think a couple of the most exciting players of the future on the future of Penn State's depth chart are in the 22 and the 23 classes. Looking again at the 2023 recruiting class, Penn State's in the mix for two running backs. Earlier this week, we highlighted London Montgomery, who's a four-star from Scranton Prep. There was at least one crystal ball prediction from 24/7 Sports in favor of Penn State for London Montgomery. And now, this week on Tuesday, a couple crystal ball picks went in for Trayon Webb, who's a four-star from Trinity Christian Academy in Jacksonville, Florida, a powerhouse program. And Penn State obviously has tapped into Florida recently, especially at the running back position with guys like Noah Kane in the 19 class, Keziah Holmes in 2020, and Kevon Lee. All those guys coming from the state of Florida to the running back position. Jaywon Sider's got roots in Florida, and he's used those roots to and those relationships to leverage that into depth at the running back position in particular. Steve Wilfong from 24/7 Sports most recently filed a crystal ball for Webb on Tuesday. A previous one was filed for Montgomery. And it begs the question at this point in time, two questions. One, which of these two is going to commit first? And then would Penn State take two running backs in this class after taking two running backs in the 2022 class? Trayon Webb and London Montgomery are good enough players that you could maybe justify it. But we'll see what happens going forward. Penn State in pretty good position with both of them. It'll be curious to see whether Penn State will go with one of the two running backs or maybe take both in the 23 class. Not a bad position to be in at the running back spot.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours.
Here's a question that came up this week that I thought was an interesting one. Will Penn State's offense be better or worse in the 2022 season? The guys at Saturday Tradition begged that question this week. This is an offense, remember, that ranked number 118 nationally in rushing, had zero 100-yard rushers in 13 games last season. You've got some offensive line changes. Mike Miranda is gone. Eric Wilson is gone. Juice Scruggs shifts from guard to center. You're going to be breaking in two new starters in the interior. Rasheed Walker is off to the NFL. Olu Fashanu looks like the guy at left tackle. You've got Caden Wallace. Had a little bit of a down year in 2021. Will he be back in a big way in 2022? You need some of those things to go right in order for the offense to take a collective step forward. The offense ranked number 82 in yards, number 90 in scoring, number 77 in pass efficiency last season. So not a lot of really healthy, positive metrics for this team. You saw more exciting plays and more innovative play calling, it would seem, in the early part of the season, which maybe was some of Penn State's issues catching up with them as the season went on, namely the fact that they didn't really do a great job in pass protection or opening up holes in the running game. Sean Clifford was not healthy over the second half of the season, which began in the first half at Iowa. So if you have a healthier Sean Clifford, if you find a way to replace the immense production of Jahan Dotson, which the emergence of Parker Washington as maybe a number one wide receiver, the arrival of Mitchell Tinsley from Western Kentucky, those guys can maybe fill that gap with Jahan Dotson now off as a first-round pick of the Washington Commanders in the NFL draft. Keandre Lambert-Smith is back as a really, really good number three wide receiver, maybe one of the better number threes in the Big Ten. And then you've got all three of your tight ends are back in Brenton Strange, Theo Johnson, and Tyler Warren. So to me, it comes down to how those questions are answered on the offensive line, as well as which version of Sean Clifford, which versions are we going to see over the course of the 2022 season. Sean Clifford at his best, which we've seen bits and pieces in 2019, 2020, and 2021, is good enough to lead this team to a double-digit win season. The question is, will we see that in year two working with Mike Yurcich and year six on campus, year four as a starter? So he's certainly got the experience to make that claim that he can have a nice final season on campus, but that's up to him now. Last but not least, just a quick breakdown that we did on Penn State's tight end position, speaking of them, on Penn Live on Wednesday. We took a look at the group of tight ends that's coming back, and the uniqueness of the situation with three veteran guys all back for another season together, and specifically, how do they stay happy with the roles that they have? Brenton Strange is the veteran of the group. You can definitely make the claim that where he's been and the experience that he's got, he could see his role expand, and nobody would think twice about that. Same for Theo Johnson, who has the highest NFL upside of the group. Hard not to utilize that down the seams in the red zone. He made some big plays through the air last season. I would expect him to do a little bit more work in that regard in 2022. And then Tyler Warren, who looks like a coach's favorite, converted quarterback. They used him in wildcat situations. He was a blocker. He made a couple key catches last year. You know, he's good enough to command a heftier percentage of the looks as well. But there's only so much work to go around, and we still don't really know yet how Mike Yurcich, the offensive coordinator, really values his tight ends in the passing game. So position coach Ty Howell really spoke glowingly about these guys, the roles that they play, and how content they are with those roles, whether that includes a lot of targets or not. He said they view themselves as one collective unit that wants to be the best in the Big Ten, wants to be the best in the country if that's possible, and that they're able to put those personal goals aside in favor of collective efforts to be a really good group of tight ends. This is a strength for Penn State in the blocking phase of things, in the receiving phase of things. You can certainly make the claim that the tight ends deserve a larger portion of looks in the Penn State offense. So we'll see how that projects over the course of the 2022 season. Just don't expect any of these individuals involved to worry more about themselves than making the offense successful. That was the word from Ty Howell when he spoke to reporters earlier this month. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Blue White Breakdown. As always, be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those can be found anywhere podcasts are. And everything else we do is available at PennLive.com/PennStateFootball. We'll see you next time on the Blue White Breakdown.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.